Jeremiah chapter 22. Thus says Yahweh, Go down to the house of the king of Yehuda, and speak there this word, and say, Hear the word of Yahweh, O king of Yehuda, who sits upon the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter in by these gates. Thus says Yahweh, Execute judgment in righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing, truly, then will there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear, by myself, says Yahweh, that this house will become a desolation. For thus says Yahweh to the king's house of Yehuda, You are Gilead to me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet truly I will make of you a wilderness, and cities that are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against you, every one with his weapons. And they will cut down your choice cedars, and throw them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and they will say every man to his neighbor, For what reason has Yahweh done this to this manner to this great city? And then they will answer, Because they've forsaken the covenant of Yahweh their Elohim and worshipped other Elohim and served them. Do not weep for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him who goes away, for he will not return any more nor see his native country. For thus says Yahweh touching Shallum, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, who reigns instead of as Hosea his father, who went forth from out of this place. He will not return there any more, but he will die in the place where they have taken him captive, and will see this land no more. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, by using his neighbor's service without wages, and not giving him anything for his work. The one who says, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cuts him out windows, and it is tiled with cedar on a ceiling and painted with vermilion. Will you reign because you clothe yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then was all well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, and it was well with him. Was not this to know me, says Yahweh? But your eyes and your heart are not, except for your covetousness, and so in order to shed innocent blood, and for oppression and for violence in order to do it. For this reason, thus says Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Hosea, king of Yehuda, they will not lament for him by saying, Oh, my brother, or Oh, sister. They will not lament for him by saying, Oh, master, oh, his honor. He will be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and thrown out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all your lovers have been destroyed. I speak to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, so that you do not obey my voice. The wind will eat up all your shepherds, and your lovers will go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and confounded and confused for all your wickedness. O inhabitants of Lebanon, who make your nest in the cedars, how gracious will you be when pangs come upon you, and the pain like a woman in travail. As I live, says Yahweh, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck you from there. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will throw you out, and your mother who bore you, into another country in which you were not born, and there you will die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, they will not return there. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken idol? Is he a vessel in which is no pleasure? And for this reason are they thrown out, he and his seed, his descendants, and they are thrown into a land which they do not know. O earth, earth! Earth, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, Write you this man childless, a man who will not prosper in his days, for no man of his descendancy will prosper sitting upon the throne of David and rule any more in Yehuda. End of chapter.